submit to the webmaster and to management the agenda for Berkeley and also the kpftx.org programming on the web. Next is
Grace.
Grace. Grace passes. Next is Leslie.
Did you have your hand up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed you.
Okay, put him as well. So keep it a secret.
One quick question, then one suggestion for you. I understand what people were saying about the delegates have to represent the local body. But I'm trying to get into account an issue where sometimes minority opinions are very unpopular. So I think that at least that has to be reflected. It's a strong minority opinion. Yeah, that has to go. It has to be reflected because there's been a lot of times when people got screwed by majority opinions.
Yeah.
And I just think we have to kind of build in something so that there's some protection for that, for ideas that may not, at this point, have even your support that are important to be represented. The second thing, I don't know if this was in the form of a motion or what, about this review, selection committee review.
Mm-hmm.
And I may say that that would be something that would be done by the community inclusion. I just want to be sure that somehow that gets taken up there. The motion that seems to be kind of the support for that idea. So why don't you make that in the form of a motion?
Well, a point of clarification, David.
Yeah. Well, the one I was saying is that while I was thinking that there has to be a committee resolution, one approach could be that committee would take that up. So I asked the question, Bill, is that adequate for your purposes, or do you want a separate body separate from that committee resolution to handle that? I wasn't saying necessarily.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. You know, the thing we're not getting here are concrete motions.
You can make a motion.
Yeah.
Let's say, turn it into a motion. I have Bill turn into a motion.
That the Pacific National Board establish an election review committee to assess the reasons for the implementation of elections, looking especially for the municipal council. The participation of candidates, outreach, publicity, voting, discussion, and election, especially people of color, women, disabled, and bisexual, transgender, and other parts of the represented communities. This committee should make recommendations to the Pacific National Board, which should also be included by each organization board.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
It's moved and seconded. Now, discussion. You know what, people? Now, let me just explain that we now have a motion, so this stack may not be applicable exactly, but I'm going to go through and just say, do these people want to speak to the motion? Leslie Radford?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Just remind people they have 5 minutes.
Thank you. I strongly support those motions. I was likely to suggest, and I'm not putting it in the form of an amendment right now, that I have identified six other items that have come to the attention of this board that I don't think are particularly contentious. One is that we have... I'm going to ask for the lucky light if you would accept it as an amendment. All right? That there be no at-large members elected at this PFA meeting. That there be a bylaw convention. That there be local section. I'm trying to hear in those speaking. I'm trying to convince what's been said so that we can be talking about issues. And I'm hearing people groaning about this. So
go right ahead, Leslie. I'll control these.
That we have local subcommittees and national committees. That the management committee at national be a personnel committee. That notice of meetings be set out timely. And that the race and nationality process policies be put into place. Those are the issues I've heard repeatedly in this group. I don't think they're all contentious. And I think if we discuss these particular issues, we will come to some consensus pretty quickly.
A clarification. First of all, Sherna, one moment. As I understood it, you were asking Bill, go ahead. Okay, Sherna.
Is this part of one motion with all of the others?
Motion to divide.
Yes. Now, I'm going to actually ask people. Now, the chair recognizes now that there is a single motion which Bill hasn't now accepted, incorporating multiple issues.
So, I just had a motion to divide it.
Well, one moment. Let me see. Let's go. You know, a motion to divide has to be very specific. So you have to say.
The motion to divide is non-debatable.
No, I understand that.
And I think once it's made, it's actually has to be divided. Each of those sections, Leslie's motion has a number of different subsections, mm-hmm. and each of those subsections deserves separate consideration and deliberation and the decision. They're not all lumped together. And as a point of information, there's a committee of inclusion which addresses exactly Bill's point, I believe.
It's not clear.
The committees of inclusion are, so I think that maybe directing the committee of inclusion to discuss those things might be the appropriate.
Can I ask the chair what happened to the stack?
Yes, the problem is stack, once a motion is made.
I wanted to speak.
Okay,
to
good. Now,
got a chance.
Okay, Leslie spoke. Terry is next. Go ahead, Terry. There's a motion to divide here, and as I understand it, I think. Really, we should deal with that first. The motion to divide, where I never heard a second.
Yes, David seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we divide these issues. That would mean that we would only take Bill Gallegos' original motion and that the motions that were accepted. Go ahead, please.
I'm not accepting that. The question is invisible because I'm not accepting that the friendly amendment is valid. Yeah, I think friendly amendments have to be out of order and Robert's rules in case 152, 130. Regardless of whether or not the maker of the main motion accepts the amendment, it must be open to debate and voted on formally unless adopted by unanimous consent and is handled under the same rules as amendments generally.
All right, this is the previous question.
So, when the motion is made, it becomes proxy. Why do you make the motion conscious accept amendments and then approve that by?
Okay, that's not as I understood it. But let's not spend time over this. We have a minute.
And I wanted to make a motion.
Yeah, but I think we will do this. Just so we don't get in a quagmire. I believe the motion to divide is going to resolve this. It means that we will go back to Bill Gallegos' original motion and that's what we would consider. Can we go to a vote on the issue to divide, which means we would take up Leslie Radford's omnibus motions separately later?
Now, first thing you have to do is go and vote on the motion to divide.
Well, this is exactly the first one I'm saying. May we go to that vote?
Yes.
How many are in favor?
It's not debatable.
Okay. How many are in favor? One moment. How many are in favor of the motion to divide, which would leave Bill Gallegos' motion on the table? Is there, how many favor that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All right. The motion passes. Opposed? I'm sorry. Who opposes? Okay. The motion passes. Right now, we're simply dealing with Bill Gallegos' motion, and I know the time is up because we did decide that 10 minutes was the limit. Before we do that, however, we're going to go to a couple people who have been very patient, Margaret Prescott.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about this. Our time is up. We just took a vote on a motion to divide. We took a vote on a motion to divide without understanding the implications of whether or not we're going to be able to vote on the issues that Leslie raised tonight, given the time constraint. I don't think that's right. I think that if we're going to do that, we have to now set the time aside, say we don't have the time.
time to consider that motion and vote on it, as opposed to vote on this single motion and then the thing is shot down and people go off to the national board. I don't, you know, I really object to that way of proceeding. So I think we have to come to some agreement on that. I also wanted to make what I think is a friendly amendment to Bill's original motion about communities of color, because I would like the word low income or grassroots to be in there somewhere. I mean, not singularly, but certainly in my community, there are a whole set of folks, you know, who don't necessarily speak for or represent low income people. And I think that it would be good to include that language somewhere in it. So those are my 2 points.
Okay, now, Margaret, the chair wants to clarify. The action we took did not nullify or wipe out the motions by Leslie Radford. It simply separated them.
No, I understand that. I just want the time set to
Yeah, separate. I understand.
And they've run out of time and now over by 3 days.
Right.
What are we going to do?
That's a good question here. That's a good question.
Lauren said you could go beyond 10 o'clock.
That is true. Okay. Okay. Now, folks, let's go to some comments here, and then we'll move on, hopefully, to a vote on the... Pardon me? From whom?
Our amendment.
Oh, the friendly amendment. Being what? Oh, yes, I see, yeah, the words. Okay, those words have been incorporated by you accepting them. Okay, David.
I move to extend the debate on this by 5 minutes, and I'd like to offer you that. And as long as I have the floor, I would like to ask whether or not constructing the committee of inclusion, which will already be formed to deal with these issues, is sufficient, or whether you want a separate body, because the committee of inclusion is going to exist. It will be elected, and any election review dealing with issues of diversity will be something it's already going to deal with. But are we asking that another body in parallel to the committee of inclusion also be formed to also deal with it? And I would recommend that we, for the purposes of getting it started and given the other things on the agenda, that we ask that that issue be prioritized by the committee of inclusion rather than asking for a separate conference.
Okay, Bill's motion is now on the floor and stands. Now, okay, David Adelson moved that we extend debate by 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded. There's no debate on this. It just is a two-thirds. It has to have a two-thirds vote. Those in favor extending for 5 minutes, raise your hands.
One. Oh, excuse me, 2, 3, 4, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay, 5 minutes, we'll extend for 5 minutes. A clarification, go ahead, Leslie.
The major talks about forming a new committee to the election review committee already on the agenda of the PNB, and the formation of the new committee.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Leslie? Repeat that.
I believe an election review committee is already on the PNB agenda.
True.
They are not talking about forming a new committee. Those are the committees that are already on that.
Okay. Okay, now we're now debating, we're discussing, I should say, Bill Gaetis' motion. Oh, the question has been called. That's not debatable. So let's go to that.
Can we repeat those?
Yeah, we'll repeat. I know, we're going to clarify it, Israel. We're going to clarify it. Calling the question is two-thirds, it takes no debate. Those in favor of calling the question on Bill Gallegos' motion, raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
It passes. We go directly to a vote, but we will clarify for people before the vote.
For the record, how many voted in favor?
17.
I think it was 17. Bill, could you now restate your motion?
The Pacific and National Board established an election review committee to assess the recent station board elections. Looking especially towards the participation of candidates, outreach with voting and elections, especially involving young people of color, women, gays, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and other oppressed or underrepresented communities. This committee should make recommendations to the Pacific and National Board that should also be reviewed with input by each organization.
Okay, it was moved and seconded. Let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor, do we do a show of hands on this as opposed to a roll call? Just a
I think roll call.
It's a major vote directing. So with the do you have a point of order?
Point of clarification. Leslie said that he was not making a motion for a new committee because this would be part of.
This is a point of clarification. I'm just not clear about what it is that we're exactly doing. It sounds to me that I should really say that Bill is not moving to form a new committee. And from the reading of the motion, it sounded like this was a motion for a new committee. So I just need to clarify if there's already a committee that includes an election review committee. What is it that we're voting on
exactly? I don't know if it's an election review committee. There is a point on the left. Just in case I'm more included in my motion, but I have one in this point, so I am. I'm not asking something separate from what it's already there. This is just to make sure that it happens. The board up there will decide whether they want to do it as a separate one or under the committee's inclusion. I don't know enough about the committee's inclusion or whether that's going to be some kind of bureaucratic more advocacy as well among the committee and other things. I don't know if my motion is very specific, and then the board can get on how they want to do that up there. But I think we should figure out a very specific proposal that should review the election.
All right, thank you. Before we vote, Jim has a point of clarification.
On page 28 and 29, okay, they mentioned, it's 400 words on these committees of inclusion. And the thing they talk about most in those 400 words is election review. More than programming, more than staffing. It's election review. Okay, that's the point of emphasis in that class.
Margaret, point of clarification, Margaret, and then Leslie, go ahead.
Yes, I would say there's a conversation. I mean, looking at the agenda, there is an election, election review as one of the committees, but I think that Bill's motion is very much in order because it does offer some direction to that election review. I don't think we should spend a lot of time on this. I think we should take the point that this is in the spirit of the election committee and go for the vote.
Okay, now these are not all, I think people have to vote based on their knowledge. We could go on and on with these. So the question has been called. We must go to a vote. Those favoring Bill Gallegos' motion, raise your hand.
I thought we could do a roll call.
Oh, excuse me. We did decide a roll call. The secretary, what happened to the secretary? Actually, I can do it for you if you'd like, Terry, because I have a roster.
I have a point of clarification.
All right, Donna.
Okay. Now, I know it's been mentioned twice. Are we saying, Bill, that the committee that you want to form is already formed?
No. No, the motion, it is out of order, Donna, in a way, because the motion has to stand on its merits at this point.
Yes,
I mean,
it's so, very much.
Okay, now, do you want his motion repeated for you?
Yes.
Very quickly, can you do that, Bill?
That the Pacifica National Board should establish an election review committee to assess the reasonable looking especially for the participation of candidates, our voting, and the election, especially voting on people of color and women, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgenders, and other oppressed or underrepresented.
Do you want to make another motion?
This committee should make recommendations to the Pacifica National Board that should also be useful input by each organization.
Okay. All right, this is going to be the last point of clarification in the world. David.
What I want to say is that if this passes, and if the National Board senses that the Election Review Committee is dealing with a bureaucratic aspect of it, and they want to assign the other aspect in this motion to the committee's going to work in concert with the Election Review Committee, I'm asking whether this vote, I'm asking to make a question whether this vote would compel me to vote against that approach and instead vote in favor of holding it exclusively as the role of the Election Review Committee. Is that what this means?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to a vote. Would the secretary call the roll? I'm sorry?
Majority.
Oh, this is just a majority.
Can I get one point of clarification?
No.
You want me to call the roll, Terry? I have it here. Should I? Oh, you have it. Go ahead. Okay. Grace Aaron.
Can you use the mic, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Abstain. We're voting just abstention or present. David Adelson.
Abstain.
Maria Armudian.
Aye.
Sarah Amir.
Opposed.
Opposed, did you say?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Marie Deary.
Aye.
Jim DeGenio.
Aye.
Okay, Neely is not here. Israel.
Abstain for good and proper reasons.
Abstain. Bill Gallegos. Okay. And Shirna Glock.
Yes.
Jan Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. And Terry Goodman.
No.
Okay, Jane Halloran.
Aye.
Okay, Harrison Wheel.
Aye.
Aye. Sonali Sahakar.
Aye.
Okay, Alan Minsky.
Aye.
Ed Pearl.
Abstain.
And Leslie Radford.
Aye.
Julie Rodriguez.
Aye.
Madeline Schwab.
Aye.
Margaret Prescott.
Yes.
And Fernando is absent. Donna. Oh, excuse me.
Here.
Wait, what am I? I'm sorry. Fernando Velasquez.
Fernando Velasquez is here.
I refer to him as Fernando Velasquez.
I'll never live this down.
Fernando is voting. How do you vote? How do you vote?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Donna Warren.
Abstain.
Don White. Abstain. Okay. Yeses. 13 to 2. And several abstentions, but the yeses are 13. 1, 2, 3. Fourteen. Yes, it's 14. Okay. Well, that's right. We have a time problem here. Clearly, it is now 10 to 10, is it?
Stop
getting
tickets in the parking lot.
Okay. What we passed earlier. was a limitation on debate, which meant that we would move the agenda after dealing with this issue. We would move the agenda, and we extended the debate. So technically, if we went ahead now, it would be on the secretary and the treasurer. Okay, Margaret.
I have a nominee for treasurer. I'd like him to speak for 2 minutes.
Okay, Margaret.
Yeah, but that actually was not my understanding. That was why I raised the question of the time when the proposal was provided. The bill and Leslie, because there's also another recommendation that Leslie put forward as a directive to the board, and I think we have to discuss that. That was why I was concerned that we wanted it without sorting the time now, and it seems as though my concern is worn out, because now we're ending it, and we have not discussed it.
The issue the chair has is that the body limited debate. They limited debate, Margaret, at a certain point. So,
yes, but it was not clear what the debate, it was limited on. It was limited on the bill. Now, that's what I thought it was. It was limited to that particular proposal as opposed to the proposal that led to the debate. I don't think we should do it really.
Well, I think I need to clarify then for you, Margaret. The debate was limited on the agenda item, not on any specific motion.
Yes.
Now, let me just finish, if I may. The debate was limited on the agenda item of directing our PNB people going to Berkeley. We have a different understanding. Well, no, it's not a question of dividing the motion.
I make a proposal that we just, take 5 minutes and consider all of the other recommendations that would be other part of the proposal that we came to vote on those.
As a group.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. The chair is unclear as to whether or not the original motion to divide simply divided Bill's motion from the entire proposal of Leslie, or if the original motion to divide wanted to divide each of Leslie's proposals and deal with them independently. So let's get clarity here. Because if that is the case, we're not going to be able to, we'd have to choose one of Leslie's proposals and deal with them separately. My understanding was that we were dividing these up,
yes,
and not just in two parts,
yes,
but each of Leslie's proposals would be divided.
I would like to divide all six.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we clearly are not going to have time, so we'll have to go to one. Now, Margaret, go ahead. Margaret.
Can we go to
Let's do that.
Yes, let's do that.
I just wanted clarity around the issue of dividing.
Okay, repeat your motion.
To extend the debate, and actually what I wanted to extend the debate on was to consider the proposals as a whole. There's no way that tonight, prior to the board meeting, that we're going to go through all of them. So to divide them up and to say that we're going to look at them in a separate way is to basically say we're not going to consider giving direction to the directors to this board meeting on the agenda.
Okay. Yeah. I understand there's a motion.
Should not include debate about what we're going to do.
That's right. That's right. We just needed some clarity. Those in favor of extending debate 5 minutes, raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Those opposed? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Extending debate is it
take on your board.
Limit debate does take two-thirds. It loses. It would take two-thirds. Pardon me? To extend debate. Okay. You're right. We're going to extend debate 5 minutes on this issue.
But he just said it lost. He said it lost. No, he did not.
Okay, then I understand. Page 12 of the chart, it takes two-thirds to limit debate. The motion lost. That's absolutely right.
Isn't it a really clear motion that shouldn't make any discussion, but just an up or down vote about that?
No, actually, Leslie... No one. Yeah, that's right. So the extension of debate loses here, and we go, correct me if I'm wrong, we go to the IPC issue. Treasurer, that's right. Chair recognizes Grace.
We have $3 to deal with.
Grace.
Simone Wyatt is here. I'd like to nominate him as a...
What's more important? What am I telling the people of Greece Berkeley or as our temporary treasurer? What is more important to you people? Respect the board.
Yeah. The board has chosen not to extend debate on this issue, and therefore So, having failed, we would go to the next agenda item. David Adelson, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to move to accept the application and to table the rest of the agenda or any discussions at this time, as we have all the applications and all the applicants and speakers, so we can deal with that.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that?
Yes. No. Call the question.
Leslie.
I would like to hear from Sarah, who's made the commitment, the attention of Gregory's board.
Mm-hmm. Ed Pearl.
I move to...
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, the motion is on the floor. The motion is on the floor.
Call the question. Call the question.
The question has been called for on David Adelson's motion. It does not have debate. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you voting yes?
No. What we're voting on.
Okay. The motion that we're voting on, and we're not voting on the motion, but we're really calling the question. David, repeat the motion. There's a lack of clarity.
What we're voting on now is to go ahead and vote on the motion.
That's right. We're calling the question, but they want to know what
the motion is.
And then Ed Pearl called the question, which is not debatable. So now we're just going, how many wish to call the question on David Adelson's motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The question is called for. Those in favor of David Adelson's motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That motion passes. Therefore, we will...
Point of order, Judge.
All right.
Judge, call the question.
No.
Yes.
I'll call the question. Yes, two-thirds. That's right. It does take two-thirds.
14 out of... We had 14.
20, 30.
Yeah, calling the question. Raise your hands again if you want to call the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Chair votes aye. That's 17. That is two-thirds.
That's two-thirds.
Okay, David Adelson's motion passes. The other issue on this...
For the record,
wait, excuse me. Excuse me, we need order. Dina, I'm going to have you repeat that because... I know that. So the procedures take the time. Those voting no on the calling of that question, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five. Out of 22, 17.
Okay,
where we are right now is...
It's on the agenda.
Okay, where we are right now is...
17.
On the... It was 17 to 5 to call the question on David's motion. 17 to 5.
Is that two-thirds?
And that's
two-thirds of the board is 16.
Yeah, that's right. So the motion to call the question passed. Then we voted on David's motion, and it passed.
No, we were voting on calling the question.
Okay.
We call David.
Okay, let's vote again. Those in favor of David's motion, raise your hand.
Point of clarification. What's the motion?
All right, David, would you repeat your motion for about the third time?
Don, can you make clear what it takes to pass a motion now?
Okay.
The motion is to take point of clarification. 22 people are here, two-thirds is 15.
Yes, but that is only to call the question. Now we're voting on the motion, and that's a simple majority.
Okay.
So now all we need is a simple majority if you wish to pass it. With those in favor of David's motion...
3 people, not 22.
Mm-hmm. With those in favor of David's motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The chair is voting yes. That's 12. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Was 11 to 10, wasn't it? 12 to 10. The motion passes. The motion passes. We're not calling abstentions, but actually we should. Abstaining.
Don, I think we should make it a little bit harder.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
Okay. The motion passed. Now we have to. Yeah, we'll move the agenda.
How much time do we have in the room?
Yeah, Lawrence, how long do we have?
No,
we
don't.
We just relevant to the agenda point.
Okay.
I would say another 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
This is relevant to that agenda point.
Well, let me just explain that we have taken care of the secretary and treasurer, and the next agenda item is interim program council. I'm just saying this, then I'll take challenges, okay? Let's go to first Jan and then Jane.
This is just addressing the question of the treasurer committee. And that is to say, I wanted to announce as the interim. I don't know where on the agenda this goes. So, no, we had the question of the treasurer was on the agenda, and I want to announce. Well, I don't know. We don't
Okay.
The agenda.
Actually. actually, we have, I think that is going to have to go on the next agenda, the issue of secretary and treasurer, because frankly, the treasurer can be a non-LSD member as well, and the secretary can be. So I think, David, your motion, I believe, took care of both of those. The next agenda item is excuse me, Jane, go ahead.
Yeah, it seems to me that 15 minutes to deal with the hard, it took forever to get 10 minutes to do the hottest item that we're going to deal with. It's insanity. We should have put the money into the time on debating what these people are going to bring up north, or certainly to hear these people that have come to the meeting. But to take the hottest item that we have and give 10 minutes, it's absurd.
We're not going to complete this agenda item. I hope no one thought that we could do a accomplished resolution. There might be a possibility of putting a couple proposals out. Now, we're going to take some hands here before we move forward. Margaret, then Sherna, Harrison, and David. Would you put those down? Margaret.
Yeah, my question is whether we would have a minute or so for those of us who have a minority opinion on the earlier vote that was taken, given that you say you wanted to consider minority opinion to be given before the end of this meeting. It would take around a minute.
Actually, I'm sorry, but at this point, it would take a process to do that. Are you making a concrete proposal?
Well, it's really a little unclear on how we're proceeding. Are we now going to start on the agenda?
The intention here was to at least put out proposals around IPC.
Well, I suppose my question is that after we put proposals out at IPC, if any time would be allowed, I would like to make a very brief comment.
Okay, yes, you definitely can. Next. Sure.
I would like to suggest that we do not have time to ever do the dangers that we spend the rest of the time that we do get hearing public comments on the issues.
I'd like to move that we form a committee because these meetings are not really the time to have an open-ended discussion. So I'd like to move that we form a committee of the LSD that will meet and that we recognize those people who have been elected to the interim program council, that we form a committee of this board to deal with this question, to meet and consider all the various proposals that have come out, so that when we come back to the meeting, we come with a proposal and some clarified positions, so we don't have to have debate during the next meeting, but we consider a question that has been
debated
in the format.
Second.
So the motion is recognize the election of the IPC members and form a committee of the LSD for programming policy that will meet with that group and have a discussion around the issues, any and all issues associated with the program council.
All right, now just for purposes of discussion, it's been moved and seconded. Now let's go to discussion, and I'm going to...
One clarification, does this mean for this IPC issue only or programming overall? Because they can do that otherwise. I'm suggesting that we form the program policy committee of this board whose responsibility is the section of what I was dealing with our responsibilities around program, as stated in the article number and section, and that the first order of business in that body is to deal with the question of the IPC.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now we're going to discussion. Now let's see. Look here. We have Harrison on the staff. Go ahead, Harrison.
I was going to move that we use the remaining time to hear from the IPC members who are here and came here to speak. So I'd like to make a substitute motion to that effect. To hear from the people who are elected to the interim board.
David.
Can I put this as a friendly amendment?
that be attended to my motion so that after we hold that vote, we then send the rest of the
council. All right, that will be incorporated into David Adelson's motion, which is... I'm sorry, Harrison, are you finished now? Go ahead.
I didn't offer a friendly amendment because I'm afraid of all the time we need to use some of this motion.
Change.
So I'm offering a substitute motion.
A substitute motion. Is it seconded?
Seconded.
It's moved and seconded. We'll be dealing now with the substitute motion before we go back to the main motion. Jane Halloran.
Okay. It's David's motion, as I understand it, co-opts the whole deal. I mean, the whole point is this is a big deal. So if we accept David's motion to have a committee to deal with it, we've accepted that the IPC doesn't exist. And we, in other words, it takes the whole position that we've never really been debated. It's co-op services. So,
all right, who's next here?
Jan.
Jan.
I don't think that David's motion co-opts everything. I think that what, as I understand it, was the people would get together in a committee and come up with some proposals and then bring those back to this body to debate. Am I correct, David?
Yes. That's out of order. There's a substitute motion that has to be, Harrison made a substitute motion and then you take a vote on it and get over it.
We're discussing it. Ed, we're in discussion.
Okay, well then someone should call the question if they want to go to a vote.
Is it not the case that the substitute motion is subject to debate and is that not what we're
doing?
That is exactly right, and only a call for the question would end debate.
But security is
going
to be on
the
call. Okay. Okay, the question is called for. But let me just point out that this may be moot because security now for the university. Harrison's motion actually calls for public comment, but security now is saying that this meeting must come to an end.
I move to adjourn.
Yes, all right. Yes, the only thing I do want to say is that there needs to be constructed an extraordinarily good agenda for our next meeting that incorporates the public comment, incorporates the other proposals around IPC. Unfortunately, we're now functioning in an impossible situation.
Very quickly, I just wanted to express our honoring you for the directions to take to the national meeting that considered the point that led to be raised at great that we never got a chance to discuss tonight. Mm-hmm. You spent the whole, most of this meeting discussing what the directors should take to the board and in the end voted on one thing.
That's right.
That's pretty outrageous.
That's right.
And I would like to see us to keep that prevented.
Is there a motion? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, there's a motion. Second.
Terry.
I'd like to move that the regular meeting of the Local Station Board scheduled for the first Tuesday of the month of May 2020.
I second. What date is that?
It's been moved and seconded that the next LSV be the first Tuesday of April.
Second.
You know, we're not going to conduct this business in this atmosphere. There's no way that we can conduct business in this atmosphere. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a motion on the floor, but we cannot conduct business in this atmosphere. Last time we met, it was a very difficult thing at the end of the meeting. But a concrete...
Remember, it's Passover.
Right.
So some people celebrate it.
Okay. The concrete motion, if we want to deal with it, concrete motion that was seconded, was the next LSV meeting be on the first Tuesday in April.
Seconded.
It is Passover.
John, how did you handle the substitute motion? Because we typically met on Sunday, it's a long tradition. position of that. I don't know, what is the date? What is the date of the next Sunday?
How about the last Sunday in March?
Last Sunday in March?
All right, the chair would suggest that this date be set by internet, that we put out a proposal.
What about the second
All right, Tuesday? People, let's have a concrete proposal, if there is one. The chair will recognize the concrete proposal.
I'll second that.
They're not long enough to do it.
The motion that was seconded is that the next LSB meeting be on the second Tuesday of April.
April
13th. I just want to point out that David Adelson was suggesting that we consider at some point weekend meetings. Okay, those in favor of Sarah's... Okay. No, we can't do business in this atmosphere.
Terry made that motion already. I offered a substitute motion.
And sir,
the motion is on the floor that we need the next available Sunday.
The next available Sunday.
I have a motion on the floor.
Gentlemen, what we're going to do is to vote on the proposal of Sarah Amir. If you defeat that, then we will entertain a motion around a Sunday meeting. Those in favor of a meeting the second Tuesday of April, raise your hand. The second Tuesday of April. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Donna and Ellen.
Okay. 7.
Donna and Ellen. Ellen.
9.
Donna.
10. 11.
11. In the chair.
Okay. And those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The second Tuesday in April, it is. I'll entertain a motion to...
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved that we adjourn. Second?
Don't get nothing.
Okay. I'm sorry?
We just voted for the second Tuesday.
No. Members of the board can also... I think it was like...
13 to 7.
7.
13 to 7, I think.
Yeah, 13 to 7.
Thank you very much.
Oh, this was...
What a hard job it is.
The meeting is adjourned, but Bill, what was your comment?
April.